You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Pooh.
Boy, you sure are. Boy, try that again.
And I'm Pooh.
That's better. I had to set your pot a little lower, honey. Okay, folks. Last night, everything was totally messed up, and we're still not on satellite. So if you're trying to listen to us on satellite, you're not going to hear anything because they have really done a job on transponder 17 audio, and we may not be back up on satellite for a couple of days. But stick around. It's still going to be a good Thanksgiving program.
Where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn saddle feed on the lowly gypsum weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the reins once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again. Cattle feed on the lonely jimson weed. Back in the saddle again, riding the reins once more, toting my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-o, rocking to and fro, back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-i-yay, I go my way, back in the saddle again.
Well, Pooh, would you like to start the show?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sweetheart. That was wonderful.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, too. I'm full of turkey. How about you?
Yes.
I bet everybody out there is full of turkey. And it's wonderful. You know, even with all of the things that we normally talk about on this broadcast, we as Americans do now and have always. That loud pop you heard was Pooh turning off her mic so she could go out and sit with her mother. And Tim's going to join us for this Thanksgiving program if he wants to. You'd like to join us, Tim?
Yeah, you bet. Good evening, everybody.
And we do have a lot to be thankful for. We have many years of freedom behind us, and hopefully we'll have many years of freedom in front of us, depending upon how many of us, really value freedom. Let me catch you up on what happened last night. It seems that our satellite uplink, first, we were blocked on the phone from getting on the satellite. When we did get on the satellite, we were on for about 1 minute, and then we were dropped. And it wasn't the fault of the satellite people. They had quite a bit of damage done to that uplink. And it appears that they're not the only ones. And it appears that several satellites have been affected, all airing the same type of political philosophy, if you know what I mean. So we know that transponders can be shut down by the National Security Agency. We know that satellites can be turned off. We know that they can be destroyed and sent completely out of orbit. Well, ours hadn't been sent out of orbit, but the we're certainly silenced on the bird. That's for sure. Now, Galaxy 7 Transponder 20, same thing happened there. All the crap channels, the sports shows, the police shows on the satellites are all coming in fine, but seems like the conservative are what the socialists would call right wing. They wouldn't know the right wing if they sat on it. You see, people like us want less government, less control. And they keep trying to call us Nazis when Nazi is socialism, and that's what they are. And that's one of their ploys, so nobody will really know what's going on. How was your Thanksgiving, Tim?
Oh, I can't complain. Just had a day off and worked around the house and worked on equipment.
Folks, if you want to call in and talk about what you're thankful for, or about your Thanksgiving, or whatever you want to talk about, the number is 602-337-2524. I didn't prepare a show for tonight because it's Thanksgiving, and I don't want to set a horse on the table on top of the Thanksgiving turkey. You know what I mean? This isn't a night that we need to be doing anything heavy. So let's talk about what's going on, about Thanksgiving, what we've got to be thankful for, about your specific Thanksgiving, whatever you want to talk about. 602-337-2524 is the number. Give us a call.
Up in the morning at the break of day, you'll hear a big bearded cowboy at the chuck wagon say, gather round boys, the coffee's hot on the fire, there's a full day of branding waiting in the irons. I want to smell that scorched air and burning high. The horses and train boys are ready to ride. Roll up your bed and roll up and dump in your boots. Daylight is a-wasting, boys, it's out of the chute. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Pull your sombrero down tight. We're gonna ride, 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 where the trail will find. You better drive, 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 or we'll leave you behind. Come on and ride, ride, ride.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling from Staten Island, New York.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I'd like to wish you a happy holiday.
You too.
Although it's being a black man in America, it's difficult for me to celebrate it, knowing the origins of this particular holiday. I read your book, and I found it to be one of the finest and probably the most interesting book that I've ever read. and I've recommended it on numerous occasions to a lot of people in the New York area, on the radio as well, on talking call-in shows.
Uh-huh.
But when you talk about patriotism and whatnot, for one, I have to be honest, I've never read the Constitution. I was never required to read it in school, as a lot of students aren't.
Right.
But being, you know, being black and the history that my people have had in this country, you know, while your foreparents were entitled to much more rights than mine ever were, it's very difficult for me to buy into this whole concept of patriotism, because it never applied to black people in America. And that is, that's basically what I have a problem identifying with that. And I also have a problem identifying with this Second Continental Army notion, because I believe that the strategies and the technologies that these countries have developed, that this country has developed, will just roll over the masses like a bull in a china closet.
That's certainly what they would like for you to believe, but our experience in Vietnam with the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese, and the experience of the Soviet Union in Afghanistan with the Mujahideen do not bear that out. It's a lie.
Well, the Vietnamese were more motivated to fight for freedom than our people.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Fight as brave.
Whoa, 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 wait a minute. Who are you talking about? I'm just as much or more motivated than to fight for freedom than anybody in the world.
You are, but you don't motivate, your thoughts really don't motivate the thoughts of the average American is a sheeple, as you aptly put it.
Well, that's what they were when this nation was founded. Only 3% of all of the people who lived in the colonies wanted to break away from England, took any part in it, and fought in the Revolutionary War.
Well,
and also, conversely, I might add that during the Civil War, most of the population did not take part.
In the war?
In the war.
Is it not taking part, was that kind of a benign acceptance of the enslavement of black people?
No, that's what sheeple always do. They don't want to risk themselves, you see. They go whichever way the battle goes. Whoever wins, that's who they belong to. And that's the way it's always been. They used to go up, the gentlemen and the gentle ladies used to go up with their picnic lunches and sit on a hill and watch the battle and wonder who was going to win and what the government would be like.
Is it possible that towards this battle that we appear to be lining up for, that, say, a white supremacist will be in the same trench with a person who is pro-black, and each will be fighting alongside each other just to protect the lifestyle that they want to protect?
Well, you have to understand something, that this country was set up based upon individual freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the black man did not have access to those freedoms in the beginning, but he certainly does now, and there are many of us, including black, white, oriental, and every persuasion that you can think of, who are fighting so that we can all have a good life in this country, because this is the only country in the world where we have the possibility to do that.
Yeah.
You see, and if we don't win this battle, you're going to be a slave again, my friend, so you better be fighting with this. It doesn't matter what your personal viewpoints are. We all have to understand that none of us can have any kind of a good life if we don't all understand what this country was about and if we're not willing to fight for that freedom.
Well, Bill, some of us black males in particular feel that we're slaves in the first place, and it's not even a matter of us being slaves again. Because whenever we go for a job or anything, there's usually a white man sitting behind the desk deciding whether we get it or not.
Well, it's not...
Slavery never ended for a lot of us.
Well, you're right. But you also have to understand that we're all slaves right now. There's nobody who is not. And it has nothing really to do with whether you're black or white or green or purple or oriental or Jewish or whatever. It's a method of control.
Mm-hmm.
And the method is that they create situations that pit us against each other, and they are free to do what they want and rule the way they want and rob us all.
Bill, in closing, will you come and speak in New York?
Well, if somebody will arrange it and we can come to some agreement on expenses and remuneration, I'll be happy to go anywhere and speak.
Well, if you give your address, I'd like to write your letter. Maybe we can hook this up.
Okay. Write to the Intelligence Service,
uh-huh.
Post Office Box 1420, Sholow, spelled Showlow, Arizona, 85901.
Give me that zip again.
85901.
Right. 01. Cholo, Arizona?
Right.
901. All right. Thank you, Bill. Keep up the good work.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Yeah, folks, we've all been taught a lot of crap, and it just isn't true. And while it's true that the black man was a slave in this country, he's not a slave now. We're all slaves together right now, and that's the truth of the matter. And we have the potential to make the possibilities that our forefathers, our founding fathers gave us, be realized. We have the opportunity to make this country work. We have the opportunity to make a place where all people can be secure and live side by side without hating each other or killing each other or hurting each other. And the concept that the white man is the racist is just not true. There are many black racists. There are Jewish racists. There are Oriental racists. I know some Japanese men who are the biggest bigot racists that I've ever met in my entire life. I know some American Indians that if you're not an American Indian, you walk on that reservation and they know that there's nobody around that can save you, you're a dead duck. So, and we're all taught this. Nobody is born believing any of this. Nobody is born feeling these things. It's instilled within us and we buy into it. Even somebody who's a racist isn't born a racist. They're taught that by their parents or some minister who knows how to corrupt and twist the Bible around or whatever holy book he reads so that he can have his kind of control over his flock and cause the kind of disturbance that he wants to cause. And when you get right down to it, folks, you'll find that all of these people basically belong to the same organizations and are practicing the same things to bring about the same end game, which is a one-world totalitarian socialist state. And there are blacks who buy into this who belong to the Prince Hall Lodge and are furthering this goal. And I could go on and on and on, but this is Thanksgiving. Let's go to the phone. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
Got a couple of things. One of them, I've been working on an idea. One of the things I think the Patriot Movement can use is access to military manuals. If not to use for themselves, to understand the tactics that will be used against them.
You already have that access. Military manuals available across the country. In libraries, you can buy them in surplus stores. You can buy them out of the quartermaster catalog and every place. The problem is you haven't looked, have you?
No, I have. I've got them.
Oh,
I'm working on a concept of putting them on computer disks.
Oh, we'll do it.
And but do you think that computer disks that people would buy computer disks as opposed to the manuals?
Well, sure, if they have a computer. But you have to understand that just like Tim sitting next to me, there's a lot of people in this country don't have computers, don't want computers, are tell you quite frankly a little intimidated by computers and don't want to spend the time and effort that it takes to learn computers. And if they're happy that way, that's the way they're going to be.
No, I understand it. There are just some manuals that are not readily available.
And I know what you're saying, but it doesn't make any difference. If they don't have a computer, they're not going to buy a disk. If they do, they will.
How do I get a hold of you? Do I use the same phone number during the day to get a hold of you?
No, this is our fax line during the day. Our voice number is 602-337-2562, but there won't be anybody here except while we're doing a broadcast all through the weekend.
Oh, okay, that's no problem. I guess there's one other thing I was thinking about this being Thanksgiving. We had Thanksgiving dinner, and I'm wondering if you would share with the audience there your recollections of Thanksgiving in the field.
Well, that's certainly something I hadn't thought of.
Brings back some memories, doesn't it?
Sure does.
that's what I was thinking about today.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wasn't really in the field as most soldiers think of the field. I was on a river in Vietnam on a patrol boat. And that in itself is quite an experience because you can't dig a hole and you can't hide behind a tree. And everybody in the world that wants to see you can see you. And when you come under fire, you can't run away because then they mine the river. And when you come back, they've got you. So you have to stay and fight. But... yeah, that's interesting. Thanksgiving on the river, and I don't know if I'll do that tonight, but I'll keep that in mind. I might do a special program on that and maybe a
perhaps
few other things.
People out there would like to call in with their recollections.
Well, let's. I kind of like to let this show belong to the callers tonight and talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Yeah.
But that's a good suggestion. I'll think about it, and maybe we'll do a show in the future about some specific things and holidays and things that people might be interested in that did happen in Vietnam. By the way, Tim, anytime you want to jump in here, just jump. You know?
Oh, I will.
You don't have to have an invitation. Okay.
I mean, you know, there are some things that are pretty horrific memories and some things that people don't remember at all, but it seems like Christmas and Thanksgiving have a lot of interesting, a lot of depth of memory. Good, bad, and the good and the bad, the funny and the not so funny.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that's one thing I think that the Vietnam veterans like us need to do. We need to tell, especially the children, what the debt's all about, or as much as we can, so that they don't get hung up into either, you know, the John Wayne kind of thing, or the I won't fight for anything.
Yeah, there's some things we have to fight for, and some things we shouldn't be fighting for, simply because, for instance, Vietnam, we were all conned into going over there. We were young men. We wanted to be heroes like our fathers were.
Sure.
And we didn't give too much thought to it. Then we went over there and fought a war that we had no business fighting in the first place. It had nothing to do with the United States. It had nothing to do with freedom for the world. It had nothing to do with anything except drugs and oil in the South China Sea.
Yes. I agree with that. And yet I remember the men, and I remember, and I'm sure that you agree with this too, is that this was, in fact, the cream of the crop over there.
Yeah, and I think that it was arranged to be fought in a method that would destroy that generation of the cream of the crop. And I think what Vietnam veterans need to be doing more than anything is getting out of their self-pity and their feeling that they're lost and they never came home. Somehow, they have to touch base and get over that. I mean, we all went through it, every one of us, even the ones who won't admit it, every one of us suffered some mental repercussions from that war.
Well, I think everybody suffers mental repercussions from everything they experienced in their life, good, bad, and different.
Well, this was a little different. I mean,
I'm sure it was. It was more intense than most. I do some work with also with other vets, and I find that there are guys from Korea, World War II. If they had the time to study in the World War I, that never came home in the same way. Certainly never were the same, and they never got over it either. I think that, you know, the Vietnam veterans, there are many of us out there who did come home.
Yes.
But just didn't have a lot to say until we got a bit older. I mean, I don't know too many Vietnam veterans that are all that willing to see their kids going to the service. I'm certainly not.
Hey, I disowned one of mine already just for doing just exactly that.
I won't let mine go in either. Mine will not wear a blue helmet.
Yeah, well, mine won't. You know, I told mine that if I go, then he can come along. But until I decide to go, he's certainly not. And that's, and I know that sounds ridiculous to some people, but to me it makes a lot of sense.
Well, I think they have to be able to make up their own mind, but I think they also have to understand the consequences. With mine, if they go, they're not mine anymore. It's as simple as that. They've joined the enemy, as far as I'm concerned.
But they don't even, you know, the problem really comes...
I've got to let you go because we've got to let some more people get in here, and I've already let you go long, long past the normal time that I let people talk. So thank you for your input. 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? They're not on the air. 602-337-2524 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air. Hello? Well, it appears that something's going on here. I don't know what. We'll try it again. It appears that we're having some phone trouble, folks, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it'll wire itself out, and maybe it won't. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
Yes. I'd like to say thank you for our forefathers, and especially William Penn He was a champion of a lot of civil liberties and religious freedom type of rights that he started actually even before the colonies got together, and he ensured that it got into the Constitution and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I appreciate Patrick Henry and all those guys. And just thinking back, you know, and back in their day, they must have had a lot of you know what, just to be able to come out with that, the fortitude and courage that I think still exists in the heartland of the USA, but of course you don't see it on the regular media.
Yeah, well, they had a rough life to begin with.
Yeah.
And to think that they took on the most powerful nation in the world and the king, knowing that they would have been drawn and quartered and their head probably would have been stuck on a pike outside the London Gate if they'd lost that war, you really have to give those guys a lot of credit. And every one of them lost almost everything they ever had in the fighting of that war. I think George Washington and maybe a couple of others are the only ones who came out with their homes and their land intact.
Yeah, that's true. That's about all I have to say. And we're hanging in here on the East Coast.
Good.
We're all for you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
602-337-2524 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Mark. I'm calling in the Detroit area. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and the entire audience out there. I'm thankful that I'm an American, and I'm thankful that I'm in this fight for freedom along with you and all the other true patriots out there. Quick question about this shooter at the White House, Francisco Durand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you did a show on him or not, but there's a woman reporter from Newsweek on a local talk radio station here who was giving a little bio on this guy, and you know, of course they're trying to demonize him, and they're basically trying to hook him up with the militia.
Well, of course. Didn't you know that?
Well, yeah, I knew that.
I mean, I knew that when it happened that would be what they would do.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter what they try to do.
I know.
If they continue the way they're going, mm-hmm. they're going to eat it, and that's all there is to it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And
you can only push Americans so far, and then they're going to eat it. And
yep.
if they persist and they really think they're going to get away with this crap, they've got another thing coming, and I guess the only thing that they're ever going to respect is for somebody to show them. And, of course, we don't want to do that unless we have to, but if we have to, we'll certainly do it. I'll turn them over my knee and spank every damn one of them if I get a hold of them, but I'll do it another way, if you know what I mean.
I'll be next in line with you there, Bill. And yeah, I understand that, of course, they've also tied him in with the talk radio show host. I believe his name is Ted Baker out there in Colorado, who had, you know, I know he's had Linda Thompson on his program and, you know, other people out there on his program before, and supposedly he quit his job or he was fired from his job because he had said that he listened to his program, and this guy felt a little bit wary about the whole situation, so he decided to drop out for a while. So.
Well, that's his mistake. He shouldn't have done that because he's not responsible for what other people do.
I know.
And I'm not responsible for what other people do, and I will continue to broadcast. I don't care what happens.
Hey, you know, it's like we can't control the actions of other people, you know, even...
Well, that's the liberal point of view. You see, they think we can, and they think that we should, and they think that we're supposed to be behind this microphone dripping honey and backing them up and telling them that the New World Order is going to be fine. And that's sheer bullshit, and you'll never hear it from me.
That's right, and there's Rush Dumbo on the radio and saying that, I never tell anybody to harm the president and everything. I'm like, you know, they're not talking about you, Rush. You know, they're talking about the other guys that are out there that are speaking the truth.
Nobody has told anybody to harm the president. Nobody at all that I've ever heard. And the first time that anybody did, it would have been plastered on the front page of every newspaper across the country.
Absolutely, and that guy should be dealt with, or whoever, you know, would even espouse something like that should be taken care of.
Right.
Hey, keep up the good work there, Bill, and we shall be in contact with you a little bit later.
Great.
Thank you much.
Thank you for calling.
I was hanging around town, just spending the time. Out of a job, not earning the time. A fella stepped up and he said, I suppose you're a broke fighter from the looks of your clothes. You figured me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Do you happen to have any bad ones to paint? Said he's got one, a bad one to buck. For throwing good riders, he's had lots of love. I get all hit up, and I ask what he pays to ride this old night for a couple of days. He offered me 10, I said, I'm your man. A bronc never lived that I couldn't spend. He said, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. In his buckboard we hops and he drives through the ranch. I stayed till morning and right after chuck, I stepped out to see if this outlaw can buck. Down in the horse corral, standing alone, is an old caballo with strawberry roan. His legs are all spattered, he's got pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big roaming nose, little penny. You nagging over the long lower jaw. I could see with one eye he's a regular outlaw. I get the blinds on him and it sure is a fright. Next comes the saddle and I screws it down tight. Then I steps on him and I raises the blinds. Get out the way, boys, he's gonna unwind. He sure is a frog walker, he heaves a big sigh. He only likes wings for to be on the fly. He turns his old belly right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He'll turn on a nickel and give you some change. He hits on all fours and goes up on high. Leaves me a spinning up there in the sky. I turns over twice and I comes back to earth. I light in the crescent the day of his birth. I know there are ponies that I cannot ride. There's some of them left, they haven't all died. I'll bet all my money the man he lied. That'll stay with old Salisbury when he makes his high dive.
Well, folks, I'm sure you've been watching the market. In the last 5 trading days, it's plunged over 170 points. And when the major news media begins to talk about a major bear market, it's just possible that the fall that we've been predicting is as close as Monday. So I think this is a good time that if you haven't done it yet to call Swiss America Trading and get some of your money into precious metals in whatever form you feel is best for you. And I think you better do it quick, because whenever the market tumbles like this, the price of precious metals always rises almost directly in proportion. So you could find that you're hanging on the coattails of a wild ride. And if you're not prepared for it, you could be one of the ones that are hurt the worst. And I hope that doesn't happen to anyone who listens to this broadcast. So call Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646, folks, and do it now. I mean, you've seen it drop 170 points. Don't wait until Monday to see if it's going to drop some more. You need to have some precious metals anyway. Even if it comes back up and goes higher than it was, you still need some precious metals. Not to get rich, not as an investment, not to make money, but to prevent loss of assets due to the constant inflation of the dollar. It never stops because the dollar has no value. It never stops. And they try to make you feel good by saying the rate of inflation is only between 2 and 3%. Folks, 2 and 3% means that every period where that 2 or 3% occurs, you lose 2 to 3% of whatever you have. Now, if you can't figure that out, I don't know any other way to tell you. So call Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646, folks. Do it right now. You know that we all tend to procrastinate, and you're probably just as bad as I am. So call 1-800-289-2646. Do it now. Get that weight off your back. You'll feel a lot better.
The last of the silver screen cowboys, the last of the fast dying breed,
is sitting right next to me.
Cattle grazing, six guns blazing. God knows this is what America still needs. The last of the silver screen cowboys, standing tall for what he believes is right. Don't push him around, there's more than one villain's found. But he don't back down from a fight. Roy Trigger, we love you. And happy we saved the paradise for the Saturday.
Silver Screen Cowboys. We settled the score with our fists. How we love little babies. Treated women like ladies. It was only our horse that we kissed.
Then the time slipped away. Before we knew it. And you little wranglers put up your play guns and recorders. But memories don't die. And we're still riding high.
We're the last of the silver screen cowboys.
Well, how about it, Tim? Did you kiss your horse?
You bet I've done that in the past. You know, listening to that song brings back a lot of memories. And a kid like when I was a kid, where I come from, going and watching all the different cowboy shows and going to watch Gene Autry and Roy Rogers at the amphitheater and things like that when I was a kid. And watching Lone Ranger on TV and sitting on the arm of the couch and mom yelling not to do it, and we're all sitting on that armchair pretending we're riding a horse shooting a bad guy, and threw some pillows down on the floor so if we got hit we fell down. And then the opportunity come along where I just left what I did and went out and started rodeoing, breaking horses, working the ranch.
And became a cowboy.
Yeah. And learned how to shoot and handle a gun. You know, it really ticked me off that I was able to do this, but now my grandchildren might not have the opportunity for what's coming. And this Thanksgiving, this song here, along with other memories today, I'm really thankful I had the opportunities to do what I did when I was a younger man, and a lot of things I still do today with horses. We have opportunities out here where we're at that a lot of people really don't have the vaguest idea what vastness is out here in the West. And
well, you talk about open spaces, folks. You have never, well,
you got them, and they're not going to make a biosphere out of this, I guarantee you. This is our country.
Let's go to the phone and see who we got here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
Happy Thanksgiving from Hickory, North Carolina.
You too. Thank you.
I was just calling to tell you, I know sometimes when you're on the air, you talk about how people seem to kind of jump on the bandwagon and just go along with what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right when you say you actually have to need to get out there and research things yourself, because people don't understand what a library is for them, and they need to exercise the ability to go and look things up themselves.
You know, when I was a young man, there wasn't anybody who hadn't been to a library or didn't use a library pretty regularly and who didn't know how to use it. And I would bet, I would venture to say that over 80% of the people listening to this program right now have not been in a library since they left school.
You're probably right. Whenever I get free time, I try to go to the library here in Hickory and I try to look up things that I'm trying to research. And it really is, you know. And yesterday I went, and then I was only planning on being there an hour, and I ended up staying 3 hours. And you really dig, and when you start digging, you see things that people say, and some people laugh at you, but when you go and see it and see how it's documented, you understand, you know, it's really true. People need to start doing that. They need to look things up for themselves. And you're right when you say we need to use our brains, because that's what you're there for. I mean, that's what you have a brain for, is to use it, to expand.
That's right.
And I was going to say one more thing about these military manuals. It's really good to have them. I'm in the National Guard, and our guard transformed from an artillery unit to maintenance here last year, and they were cleaning out the old manuals, and I was just making sure I got my share of manuals to bring home to keep, because someday I might need them.
Good for you.
But otherwise, that's all I have to say, and happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
And may God save the Republic, as they say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Now, that's a man after my own heart.
You bet.
602-337-2524.
There's a vastness of knowledge out there if people just learn to grasp it. And the vastness of space is in a library. You can go anywhere in the world in a library.
The whole world is there, in fact.
You bet.
In fact, folks, I want to tell you something. Maybe you haven't thought of this, or maybe nobody ever told you, or maybe you haven't discovered it yet, but the entire, total knowledge that mankind has ever learned in its history on this earth is found in books, in libraries, and nowhere else. You won't find it next door. You won't find it down at the local pub. You will not find it on television, not in a million years, and you're not going to find it on radio. It's in books. And I know a lot of you call me and you tell me what a genius I am and all this kind of stuff, and I get some kind of a different brain than the rest of you, and it's not true. I just spent a good portion of my life reading books and learning and absorbing knowledge, and I've got my grandmother to thank for that, because before I was ever even close to old enough to start school, she read to me every day, and she taught me that there's a treasure in books, and she made me, she didn't make me, but she instilled in me the desire to learn to read, and I've just never lost that. And that's what you need to do. I'm no different than anybody out there. My brain is no bigger. My brain is no better. I'm no genius, believe me, and I make mistakes. probably as much or more than anybody out there. I tend to procrastinate just like all of you. And I've done some pretty stupid things in my life, but I've sort of reached the point where I don't want to repeat those stupid things, and I don't want to be stupid anymore, and I certainly don't want to be anybody's slave. So, you know, for whatever that's worth, that's what I know about it. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello there.
Hello.
Richard Palmquist here, general manager of radio station KDNO in Delano, California.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Well, I agree with everything you ever say except what you just said.
Except what I just said.
You're special.
Well,
you're especially special tonight because of the intelligence you gave me about the satellite breakdown. Omega has broken down. We weren't able to pick up a couple of programs we schedule on our station off Omega today, and we didn't know why, but you told us. I'd like to put a little background to that I think you'd find interesting. Last Saturday, I interviewed Linda Thompson on KDNO, and we had a horrendous time. Got about 2 minutes of her hour-and-a-half program on the satellite. And yesterday we tried tests to figure out what was wrong and solve the problem for next Saturday's broadcast, which we uplink.
They put a block on your line, haven't they?
And, well, we have two lines into the into our control room, and the one we normally use for on the air will tone in and seize, and then there is no audio, Bill. But the other line tones in, and during a test period, we were able to run audio through it. Really incredible. That was yesterday. Now today, there's a total failure.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's not just Omega. It's happening to conservative radio and television on other satellites at the same time.
I heard your report. It's not fun.
No, it's not. We're really at war. We have been for many years, and unfortunately, the enemy knew it a long time before we knew it, and so they've got the upper hand right now. But more and more people are waking up, Richard, and I think that, in fact, I know that if it comes to a showdown, they're going to be sorry they ever started this.
Well, I hope your listeners know how very much we appreciate them and you as you use our program involving that IRS interview from time to time. We have been heard on your program many times. This is my first time to be on live. I'm thankful to Jack and to Dave, who are regular listeners of yours. I hope they're tuned in tonight. And we just really value what you are doing across the country and around the world to alert people to very real stuff that's going on.
Well, thank you, Richard. That's a great compliment coming from you. I know that you're engaged in the same...
Yeah, we're in a little bit different part of the battlefield, but it's all the same battle. It's all the same war.
That's correct.
We need to talk in person one of these days.
Well, call me after the show and I'll give you my home number.
Yeah, okay. We'll do that.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you, Richard, for calling. And have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
602-337-2524. Well, that was a nice call from Richard Palmquist, the owner and operator of KDNO in California. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill, and to Tim there. I really enjoy listening to Richard there on the IRS show that you that was aired a little bit last night during.
Now he's fearless, isn't he?
He sure is.
I don't know too many people besides maybe me and Tim or a couple other people that would have the guts to call up the IRS and talk to them like that and force their hand.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll play that tape again here pretty soon.
They had no business answering the telephone the way they did representing the business.
Oh, they were trying to entrap people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're scum.
Yeah.
These people are not law people. They're not there to protect and serve. They're scum.
That's right. I had a question for Tim there, and I won't be on here long. Tim, I picked up one of the new handgun holsters that the military uses. I think they call it M11 or something like that. It's got a flap on it and stuff. They put beer can holders on them to be able to pull that flap down a little easier, or can tab. But I was curious, have you had a chance being out there in the field of either one of you to test the durability of that holster?
Okay, the holster that I use is a Bianchi.
Yeah, that's the one made by Bianchi.
Right. I've had no problems with it. I've had mine several years.
Okay. Have you had a chance to use, I don't know what the nomenclature is on it, but the old leather flap holster that the Government 45 was in?
Carried one of them for many years.
Just as good. Okay, well, I'm really thankful. I want to say I'm thankful for the program that you aired here, Bill, and the firearms training that, you know, that you instill us to absorb and gain. And I'll tell you what, I've got a lot of manuals here that come with guns that I've bought, but the best manual is the old training manual that I pick up on the particular item. You know, the Government 45 and the M14 and what have you. And I gain a lot more knowledge from, you know, getting the original manual, you know, than what's watered down in even the gun manual, you know.
With that Bianchi holster, you can also buy a hip extender.
Oh, yeah.
And you can buy the two or quad pouch to carry two or four magazines. And there's also a thumb snap safety that costs about $7.95 that you can attach to your holster to prevent anybody from coming behind you and pulling the weapon out of the holster.
I'm a big guy. I got a big weight. I'm getting in, trying to get into shape, but I'm really big, and I can't. You know, I don't have a belt that would go around my waist. They've got a shoulder harness that goes with this thing. Would that fit a big guy?
Yes, it will. Also, you can cut two pistol belts in half and have them sewn together, and you can make one long one if you're big waisted.
You got to have a good sewing machine, though.
Got it. Thanks.
You're welcome. And I don't know what kind of phone you were talking on there, my friend, but you were getting clipped really big time. Okay, 602-337-2524. Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing there, Brother Beto?
Good.
My name is Bill Henry. I was listening to that lunatic out of New York, supposed to be black.
Uh-huh.
I'm black myself, but he don't speak for us.
Well, nobody speaks for everybody. Each of us really speaks for ourselves, although we have a tendency sometimes to talk as if we're speaking for everybody. And I guess I'm guilty of that sometimes, too, so we can't be too hard on him.
Well, yeah, I was born and raised in the South. See, you don't know anything. I don't think you know anything about the South, but for me, I went in the Navy in 1940.
Uh-huh.
And I spent 6 years in, 3 years in Pacific Fleet. I was in Pearl Harbor when they bombed Pearl Harbor.
Wow.
And, but this, see, these guys, the blacks, ain't come up from Northern blacks, used to hate the Southern blacks, you understand?
Uh-huh.
So he's as racist himself, you know, and I came north, I mean, they didn't even know they were enslaved until we came from down five and showed them that they were enslaved.
Uh-huh.
Because, matter of fact, in the country when they lived in New York City, you take the cotton club. Now, that was in a black neighborhood, but then the blacks that lived in New York City couldn't even go into the cotton club. Now, but the black sailors, we weren't in there, but those guys couldn't go in there. But this is what I'm calling. I sent Annie's your wife, ain't she?
Yes,
Well, I sent her my application here for you to join. I haven't received anything from her yet.
Oh, you'll be getting it. You see, it's not just as simple as sending in an application and getting something back immediately in the mail. There's a lot of things that we have to do on this end. And it's not just me. There are people.
I know you have to see if I'm okay or not, but...
Well, we don't refuse anybody. If they're willing to take the oath, we have to believe that they're a patriot and they really care and they would really defend the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But we want to know who we're dealing with, just in case.
Well, I'm going to let you know in front that me, myself, I spent 6 years and 7 days in the Navy, and I was on the USS QR room when they got something in Guadalcanal.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in many countries, and there ain't no country that I've been in that I was changed different for. And I'm willing to sit alongside with anybody and fight for the freedom that I already have.
Well, good for you.
Because I, me myself, I won't ever, I want everything to stay just like it is your station. Whoa. The way it was before.
Uh-huh.
Because...
Well, you're welcome to stand beside me, my friend.
But I mean, I belong to the Michigan Militia.
Uh-huh.
And not only me, I got my three sons. They belong to it, too.
Wonderful.
So we ain't a bit. My daughter, she's over in Germany now in the service.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to get her to come back to the States because I told her, well, I don't know what might be happening in a couple of years from now. She might not be able to come back in here because we might have it played up.
Uh-huh.
But don't listen to all of these. There's many black men like myself. I'm 73 years old. See, and I don't have no complaints.
Mm-hmm.
On in this country. These guys these guys got as much freedom as they ever will have. If they don't like this country, they'll go to Somalia, go down to Haiti.
Well, you know, maybe tomorrow night I'll talk about some of that because I've witnessed what happens when people think they're going home, that we're born here and are really belong here. When they go home and they think they're home and they find out that they're not. So maybe I'll talk about that tomorrow. We're out of time.
Okay.
But I thank you for calling.
My name is Bill Henry.
Okay, Bill.
Okay.
And I'll look for your paperwork.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
And thank you for calling. Well, folks, it's that time again. And, you know, I've got to say this, and I hope you're all listening. I don't care who you are. I don't care what religion you belong to or what race you are or what you think you are. If you were born in this country, you're an American. You're an American. And if you don't believe that, try going back to where you think you belong. And you'll find out real quick that you don't really belong there. You belong here. And for the black man who thinks that whitey's bad, you have to remember that, yes, your ancestors, some of them were slaves in this nation, but it was also this nation and a lot of white men and women who fought to make you free, and a lot of them who are still fighting today so that we can all be free. And maybe you ought to think about what your life might have been like if you weren't here. And that doesn't justify anything that happened in the past. But let me make something very clear. Yes, you're black. But you're not a slave. And I'm not your slave master. We are Americans. And we're going to defend our freedom and make this a better world. Are we going to buy into the same old manipulations and bullshit that have made us all slaves throughout history? Good night, folks, and God bless you all.
Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go but I'll find. Just where the trail will wind. Drifting along with a tumbling tumbleweed. I know when my head has gone that a new world's born at dawn. I'll keep rolling along. Deep in my heart is a song. Here on the range I belong.